Blog Talk Radio.
City, and it's a gorgeous day. It's hot. I can't deal with it. I have my air conditioning on, and I can't believe we were talking almost right to the air time. I mean, just talking. How is it
we
down there?
We were blabbing.
I know.
Well, it's hot and steamy here, but at least, you know, I mean, you're in the city now, so you're even away from any possibility of a tree cooling breeze. So
now, you know, there I am out there with my car, the alternate side, the street parking nonsense. Oh, my God.
Just picture
this morning. Anybody who lives in New York, they understand that when I haven't done this type of thing in years. I don't think I ever did.
That's exactly why very few people really own vehicles in New York, because of that. Because if you have to pay for a parking space, it's like a rent now.
Oh, it is.
It's crazy.
There's no two ways about it. But for me, I haven't figured out what I want to do, but I still have my car. But I have it worked out. I got it worked out, you know?
Yeah, you got it down to a fine science. So, see, it's kind of like
when you live here, you got to figure it out immediately. Those are the important things. And who's going to get your space? I mean, I won't fight. I don't fight with spaces. I mean, that's like ridiculous because you don't know who's out there. But man, we were going to have our guests, but we just found out that they're not in a talk zone, so we're gonna have.
Yeah.
You and I are gonna be talking and gabbing away here.
Yeah, our Castles are out on the Happy Together tour, and they've been our cub reporters on the tour bus. But the tour bus right now is out of cell range, and rather than torture everybody on the air with them going in and out of cell range, they're going to be back with us next week and catch us up on all their shenanigans. And they're just having too good a time.
And we're going to talk next week just before I head off to England. I have to head off to England, you know, and it'll be great to talk. You know, I had such a great time, going to the show. I love the show. I'm a big fan.
You got the man crush going on. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I told them that. They were laughing. But you know what? I love every one of those guys, and it was from Billy J. Kramer. Here's the funny part for people who weren't there, but he and anybody who did show up, he had a little bandage on his hand, on his right hand, and I found out that he had an infection, so he had gone to the hospital. They did some little surgery on it, and he was let go of at the hospital, released at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to make the show that evening. He's a real trooper.
Now, see, when they were here, he opened the show. Did he open the show when you saw it?
Yes, he opened the show, and then we had the Castles, and then we had who was after that? Was it Gary Puckett?
Gary Puckett, I think, was the one out.
Well, Gary came up, and a lot of people. When I posted, and in fact, you know, if I go on my Facebook, I did it in order of who appeared, and Gary sounded great. What's funny? I said, oh God, I met him at my lawyer's house at one of the parties, so it was kind of funny to see him, and then and a lot of people want to know. Because a lot of the fans out there, some of my friends were going, how does he sound? He looks great. You know, they love him. He sounded good. And then who else was after that? I'm trying to remember. Do you remember?
Mark Lindsay was after that.
Mark. He was terrific. Yeah. He's got those long legs when he does kicks. Those long legs when he kicks.
He
up.
Looked good. He had on like this really cool little blue suit. He looked quite dapper. When he was
well, you know,
we saw
the thing is, he
Nashville.
Had the suit on. he had the suit on, and then he wore his original, you know, outfit when he was in Paul Revere and the Raiders.
He was great, and Chuck Negron was really good too.
Oh yeah, a Bronx boy. He's from the area. He's from the area, so it's great, you know.
Speaking of which, I'm sending regards to you from Henry Gross of Shawnee. I was bartending at one of his neighbor's neighborhood summer parties, and I saw Henry. He sends regards. He is busy. He's got a one-man show, plus he's appearing out on the road with the band, so he's going to catch up with us sometime in the fall, I think. Let us know.
Oh, fantastic. Got it.
Yeah, what's going on with him. But he sends love. He said, please say hello to May. I said, I shall.
I should make a trip back to Nashville at one point.
You got to come down. You got to come down.
I know you did
the yard sale thing. I'm doing a yard sale the end of July with Nan at her house because, you know, she lives in the city.
Want people to in the city. Yeah. No one's going to come out to your holler.
No.
Let me put it that
way.
No
one's going to take their horse and buggy out to where I live. But, so I'm my kids are actually coming in from California to help me lug all this junk to her house. And then that weekend, she and I are going to see what we consider the event of the year, the premiere of the Ab Fab movie. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How did you get
fabulous.
Into that?
No.
You're just going to the theater.
We are going to the actual premiere. We're going to the day it opens at our local theater. But we're calling it a premiere. Yes.
I love those girls.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah. That is terrific. Oh, my God. I envy. I hope I'll try and catch it now that I'm... Now that I'm back in the city here,
because you can probably just walk to one. We have to drive. But you know what? It is an homage to all of us ladies past the age of 40. And I can't wait to see it. It looks like it's going to be absolutely fabulous. Yes, I went there.
Yeah, I love those girls. I mean, they were fantastic. So, and they still are. I mean, they're so brilliant, you know, the writing. It's just amazing. So then, let's see. What else is going on? We've got, I'm just thinking, I'm going to go to England. I've come back. I'm still unpacking. You know that.
Forever. I hate to break this to you, May, but I still have boxes in my attic that have not been unpacked since 19 years ago. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know the scary part is, I still haven't found the cutlery yet. I don't know where.
What?
Yes, I have. Now, here's the thing. I found all my, the big spoons, the things that you cook with. My regular everyday cutlery, I haven't found yet. I finally just found the glasses. So I'm trying to make do of where I could put this. Remember, I came from a house down to a small apartment, and if you've been to New York City and you've seen these apartments in New York, you know that they're tiny. So from a house down to this little apartment is tough because I've got to find places to fit things.
Well, I remember when I lived in Manhattan years ago, we lived in a building, an old building that had old vaudeville people in it, and there were two brothers that lived there, May, that had stacks of magazines and newspapers to the ceiling, and you walked like a maze through it. Now, you're not going to be one of those with boxes that you have to make. May, where are you?
I want to have a party at my house. I only just met my next door neighbors. I've been here a couple of weeks, and this is the first time I've actually seen them. And so it happened to be last night. But I have to tell you, I love being back in the city. I just want my home. That's really where it is. And then, but now putting it all together and finding a place for it is the other thing. That's the feat here. I don't know if I can do it or not. I have my office. I only just got my computer set up after I don't know how many weeks now. I hadn't had a computer.
I can't believe you didn't have your computer because you are a techie girl. That must have killed you.
It was killing me it just couldn't be put up because the desk wasn't set up. I finally got the desk in. But here's the thing. All of a sudden, I still have an AOL address. Some people know that. And all of a sudden, my mail isn't coming through, only a couple of things. And I'm going, now what? Now I have to call up AOL and find out why I'm not getting. I'm getting a couple of a couple of pieces direct, but nothing more than that. And I don't know. I've got to check that out. I have no idea. I don't know why. So I'm gonna have to call up. Yeah, I know. And I've even gone on to their own website, so it's their own app that I went on to, and still didn't. I said something's wrong. And that's after I changed my password. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's. Well, you know, today is the longest day of the year. It's the summer solstice. And what makes it even more remarkable is tonight is going to be a strawberry full moon, which is really, for a lot of people, once in a lifetime. There won't be another one for 70 years. So
strawberry.
Will you be able to see the moon where you are?
If it's not cloudy, yeah.
Okay. Because you got to check
cloudy,
it out because
yeah.
it won't come again for, I think I said, saw another 70 years.
I just got to remember to either go outside to look or to maybe look out over, you know, out of my window because I do have a good view into New York City.
Well,
and
the sunset tonight will not be until 10:34. It's the longest day of the year.
Wait a minute, 10:34 for you?
P.M. tonight.
Oh, really?
So every 70 years.
Now, let me ask you this: does that mean also Eastern time, or is it just your area?
I'm not sure. It must probably just for the northern hemisphere. You know, because, of course, it's different, you know, all over the planet. But I think for the northern hemisphere, that's when sunset will be. So I think in the northern hemisphere, we're run by Eastern time first.
No, not for us. I just Googled it. 8:31 sunset for us.
Oh, okay. So who's 10:34? Because I'm looking
know.
At it, and it says 10:34. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's the longest day of the year tonight and today, and it will be a full strawberry moon, and it will not happen again for another 70 years. So, the chances are if you're over the age of 20, you better go out and check it out because you probably won't be seeing it again.
Well, and some people it won't matter. Because we've had a few things. You know, I was just reading it as you were talking. They said today, 6:34, this day is 5 hours, 50 minutes longer than on December solstice.
Yeah, because that's the shortest day of the year.
Right. In most location north of the equator, the longest day of the year is around this date. Earliest sunrise, and we've already passed it, is June 13th or June 14th.
Now, see, Stonehenge is the big mecca for the summer solstice and the winter solstice because the way Stonehenge is built, the sun at that moment will shine through a certain, and a lot of people believe it's like a portal or whatever, you know, whatever it was. It was probably a bunch of drunk guys who said, hey, let's put up all these stones and freak everybody out. They'll all think it's something, and really all it is we were trying to make a giant tiddlywinks game, a giant dominoes game. But anyway, so everybody has flocked there to Stonehenge. And, well, what are they, 7 hours ahead of you?
No, five.
Five, okay. So
five.
It's a while yet before the sun sets. But, you know, a lot of mystical people believe that this is a very magical day. So we shall see. We shall see.
So
buy
today
your
being June, yeah, today being June 20th, I'm just reading, the moonrise for New York is 8:33 tonight. There. So
see, for us, you know, I'm an hour behind you, so it'll be a little bit later for me. But I'll have a spectacular view because I'm up on the top of this little mountain.
Absolutely.
Here.
You're
if
lucky
it's
now.
Not cloudy. If it's not cloudy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a great camera, but I'll try and get a shot of it. We'll see. I haven't figured out how to zoom on my phone. So when I
take
pictures
of the
moon.
Have you ever heard of this Manhattan Henge?
No.
Okay. There's a day, and I'm trying to see when I knew it had passed, or maybe it's coming up. It is the one day, it says, Manhattan Edge just says, we know a thing or two about watching a beautiful sunset and sunrise. It's when the sun perfectly aligns with Manhattan's east-west grid, and everybody stands.
Oh, I've seen pictures of that. I know what you're talking about, between the tall buildings. Yeah,
right.
It is spectacular. Yeah.
According to Neil deGrasse Tyson, the best cross streets are 14th, 34th, 42nd, and 57th, as they are wide streets with interesting buildings for framing your photos. Isn't that interesting? Oh, yeah.
I think that Shelley Ackerman had put a photo of that up at one point of the Manhattan Henge.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she did. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Isn't that wild?
Well,
no.
Another one's coming up on July 11th. You're a city girl now. You can trot yourself out there and check it out.
Yep.
Full sun.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I know. I'm just looking at it and going, yay.
Well, I want everybody to be rest assured. I will be up here on Alien Watch, okay? I'll be up here on UFO Watch. I've said it before, they're welcome to land in my upper pasture. I wouldn't mind taking a spin as long as the crew is not small children. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So I will be up here on UFO Watch, and I'll keep an eagle eye, and let's see what happens. Now, when I have full moons up here, the lighting is so eerie outside, you know, because there's no street lights here. So it's very dark here at night. And the full moon lights up the roof of my barn. And my barn looks like it's lit up, like the lights are on, because the moon is so powerful. So this will be interesting tonight. Yeah.
Well, you know, the pictures on my Facebook on the moon, the ones that I've had, those are things I've taken. And
but you know how to do it. I don't know how to zoom on my... Do you do it with your cell phone or your real camera?
I do it with my real camera on some of the clear ones, but lately I haven't used it in such a long time. I've been using my iPhone. It's very difficult because the iPhone, it's just very difficult because it only can go so far. You really do need a regular camera. But the regular cameras I've been using, I wasn't happy with the last one I had. Canon, I'm not happy. I like to see, you know, go back. Yeah. I think I need something else. I need a different 35, you know. It's the one I have is a little better than a point and shoot. You could do more with it, but I'm still not happy with it. So, and that was the one that you used to see me with until I what was I using, a Canon G11 or something like that. And I broke it after using it for so long. It died.
Now, do you shoot all digital now, or do you still do some film stuff?
No, I do digital, because it's easiest. But I do miss, and I emphasize, film. And the film I miss is, I love my Tri-X. I love my black and whites. I think that's how I started, and I miss that terribly. And a lot of the colors that I used to do, the ones that you've seen of John and all that, I used, it's Kodachrome. I used to do slides. So it was slides and Tri-X. Those were my two favorite type of film that I used to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I still miss them. I really do, because there's something different that you don't get from digital. And
I think it's hard to find places to get them processed now, isn't it? Like, everybody's digital now.
Right. And, I mean, there are places that can, you got to go certain places. But and a lot of any of the photographers you talk to who've done camera work from before, before digital, you know. Even my daughter, she loved the black and white. She learned how to do that processing in college, and she enjoyed it a lot. So, you know, mm-hmm. black and white is a whole thing. But, of course, nowadays, easy, you know. Oh, I don't like it, you know. Scan it in.
Yep.
And that's it. And it's there. It's an easy way. But I have to tell you, film, there's nothing like film. And Kodak was such a name that, you know, you go, Kodak. It's a Kodak moment, you know. You just remember it.
Yeah, I was never a good photographer, and I just didn't have the patience for it, the concentration. And you do have to some moments are lucky for photographers, but true
yes.
photographers, you have the patience, you have the eye, you wait for the moment or you create the moment. See, I was just too impatient for that. I was like, whatever. You know, I would end up taking pictures of my foot, my hand, you know.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
No, but it could be interesting. You just have to look at it from a different perspective. I mean, it's everybody's
I am into cat selfies now. As you know, I'm a cataholic, and I've been to cat rehab. And I'm not even a cat girl, but I am into the humor, the humorless snarkiness of the cat. Okay?
Well,
so,
your cat just takes up the camera when we do Skyping.
Marches back
Buster.
And forth in front of the camera like he's all big
and
bad.
Buster,
yeah,
Buster
he's here right now. He's here right in front of me, laying all over my notes and everything. Well, hey, I have to now. Did you see when you were at the concert? Did you see when you went back, Susan? Kelsey?
Yes. Yes.
Is she not
Susan?
Adorable?
Oh, absolutely.
She is adorable. Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to say goodbye because it was just getting crazy in the city because the Beacon Theater is a strange place. You know,
you
we were out in the front, then they went to the back, and then I said I was just talking to Paul, and I said, you know what, let me let you guys go because I know you have other people to talk to. I will talk to you later. I brought Rose, my friend Rose, with me. And she's, you know, and if anybody in my group, everybody knows Rose, but her late husband was one of the most famous mastering engineer, you know, George Marino, which everybody, I mean, he worked on everybody's album. Everybody wanted him. He was always busy. So Rose and I, I've known Rose from way back when. And I said, she was so surprised. She says, oh, my God, the Kelsos. Because I kept talking about them for so long. And she goes, oh, my God, they sound better than ever. I said, I tried to tell you that. She goes,
yeah.
And she said to me, you know, I know you told me, but I remember saying the Kelsos. Oh, I don't know. She goes, I'm wrong. She goes, hate to admit it, but I'm wrong. And this is a fabulous group. I said, I told you. She says, they are wonderful. They sound fantastic. So she's a convert.
I mean, they were, I don't think people realize the scope of their, like they did the theme to Love American Style. I didn't know that, man. I didn't know that. They started singing it, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, the way the dice shook out for them, they should have been the Partridge Family. They weren't. But kind of now they've come back around and, they're rebuilding they're rebuilding the audience they used to have.
There's a resurgence.
Yeah, and they're building a whole new audience, and they are, without a doubt, the most energetic, nicest musicians I've met, and I've met quite
a few. Absolutely.
They,
Bob, Paul, Susan, they go out and they greet every fan. They make sure everybody's taken care of, everything is signed. They are... truly a wonderful, wonderful group. And if you haven't been out there, and if you were like a lot of us in the early days, oh, the Kelsos, oh, no, I remember them. Wait till you go and hear them. I mean, I go because I not only the fact is that they sound so wonderful. They've brought back that the sound, the way they sing. They're still fantastic. And they sound so good, and they give you an enjoyable concert. I love when because I've seen their shows as the Kelsos, not on the Happy Together tour.
Right, you've seen them
and
just
by
themselves.
Yeah, and they tell great stories. they are, they keep you entertained, that you wish that they keep going. And that's the whole thing. And
yep.
they're so energetic. And as you know, Paul can't stop. But on their family tour, when they do the Cowsills, I mean, both Bob and Paul had their sons playing with them, performing. Susan's husband is the drummer. And so they have only one, I believe there was one guy who plays bass, and he's a brother from another lifetime, you know. But you know they're wonderful. That's a show, if they come to town, that you should see, because it's great. It is just fantastic. And Mark and Howard, I mean, they put together a great tour this year, and it was great to see Mark Volman because
he looked great. Yeah.
Yes, and you know I was knowing that he was ill, and he was very grateful to be here, to be talking and singing, and it was great. I love that Caitlin look as they opened up the show. They always have a great opening, and it was fantastic. And I'm sorry that I'm not seeing, I didn't see Spencer Davis on this end of the tour. I know he's coming towards the other end of the, towards the other end of the tour. So it's great. I can't say enough except to go out and see these bands. They're wonderful.
No, they were really good, and they're genuine, and people need to go. What a nice evening it is, and if anybody hasn't seen them, it certainly is worth taking the time to pop out there. I don't know where they're going next. Are they out in Westbury?
They've already done Westbury. They've already done that.
Yeah.
They did Tarrytown. I don't know where they are at this point.
They're
somewhere
the road,
traveling.
But,
they were telling me that everybody else is in a hotel in some of the places, and they are living on the bus.
I don't know.
And
I think it would be fun for a summer.
They are enjoying the life on the road. That's what they wanted. Hey, listen, we're coming down, to timing here.
We're winding down.
And we will hopefully have them next week.
Yeah, next week they'll be back. They'll be bringing us up to date on skidding in on two wheels, bringing us up to date on all their shenanigans. And you will be jetting off to
Leeds.
Leeds.
Going back to England,
right,
and then
after.
Going to Liverpool to visit some friends. And then we'll be back. We're skipping July 4th because it's a nice holiday. So, but we'll be doing it for the week after. I miss everyone, and hopefully I hope I see you soon in person.
I know. Well, I got to come up and check out the new digs, but I got to wait until you got to tunnel through those boxes. I'm small.
Hey, I got some, but I could use your help. You can help me tunnel. What are you talking about?
There you go. Organization's not my skill. You know that.
Hey.
But I can't. Yeah, I can't wait to see the new digs and new adventure.
We'll be walking.
Yep.
We'll be walking.
Yep.
All right, my darling.
So we're going to say adios for this week.
You know what? Everybody have a great week. It's wonderful. And you know what? Also, our prayers and thoughts to all the things that's been happening this last couple of weeks. It's been hard. So
listen,
I'm
sending out good vibrations to the entire planet. This is our spaceship. Let's get with the program. We're not getting another go around. Yep.
Yep.
We
got to
get it together. All right, darling. We're going to say adios.
Adios.
That is Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll catch up again with Cowsills on tour with the Happy Together Tour. Adios.